This is Dan here with News Team 7. We're here talking with Jordan Schultz, an alumni of Thayer and a current teacher, right, over at Couch. And he just ran the Boston Marathon. Kind of a big deal if you know anything about running. How are you today, Jordan?
I'm doing pretty well. Still riding the high from Boston, for sure.
Yeah, you still out of breath from it, too? Because, I mean, good Lord, that's a long race from what I understand.
Yeah, I had a hard time sitting down in this chair.
You're still running, actually. I'm pretty sure you ran in here.
I started back up yesterday, so yeah. we're back at it.
Yeah, when did you actually stop running? Maybe you just did like a Forrest Gump and ran the whole way here. You think you can manage that one?
I don't know. How far is it here from Alton? Yeah, I could probably run here.
All right. Well, anyway, so we're going to be talking about some of your results today. It's a pretty big deal, actually. Not only someone from the area just running in such a big marathon, but you placed really well, too. Tell us about that.
Yeah, and the Boston Marathon is a goal that I've been working towards for the better part of 3.5 years since I first set out to do my first marathon. I think it was in August of 2020. I was actually inspired by one of my close friends, Tommy Martin, who was trying to qualify for Boston and go for a sub-3-hour marathon, which is the minimum qualifying standard for my age group. That would be males 18 to 39. I saw him get really close, and that made me want to go try it during COVID when there was nothing else to do. I went and set out to do my first marathon, and my only goal at the time was just to complete it and more or less never stop and walk. And I think I was able to do that in 3 hours and 27 minutes, which is like right around a 7 minute and 55 second per mile pace. And that was about 3.5 years ago. And that really more or less gave me the desire to push it further from there, because I knew how much faster I had to get to qualify for Boston. I would have to shave off more than 27 minutes off my time. So I set out and tried to do it again in 2021, but didn't really know what I was doing. Didn't really try to start training until after summer, because I didn't want to run in the heat of the Dallas summer. So I picked it back up in September, thinking I could do it again and just maybe run harder and run a little faster, but that's how you get hurt, and that's what happened. So I was unable to compete in 2021, and then I joined a club down in Dallas with a lot of experienced long-distance runners that told me the right way to run, the right way to recover, the type of training program that it takes, the year-round training program, not the fall to winter training program that I was trying to do. And in 2022, I spent the whole year training, and was able to run the Dallas Marathon that year. And I ran that in 2 hours and 53 minutes. And that's about a 6 minute and 38 second per mile pace. And thought I had comfortably qualified for Boston. It was a major marathon, so it counted as a Boston qualifier. However, so many people in my age group this year met the minimum qualifying standard of 3 hours that they actually had to bring the cutoff line to close to 2 hours and 54 minutes. So I ended up squeaking in just barely. Yes. And so it was really awesome just to be able to compete because this was a year where there were so many deserving to run in it. So I didn't take that lightly. And I have been, ever since then, when I qualified in December 2022, I knew that I had already missed I think in order to run in Boston in 2023, you had to have posted a sub-3 time prior to September of 2022. And because mine was in December, it was deferred a year. So I didn't compete until Boston until 2024. So I had 16 months to train and improve, and I took advantage of that. And so I was able to really work towards this and improve upon my time. I set up almost a near 8 minute PR in Boston. My goal was to finish in the top 1,000. I finished 830th, and I wanted top 1,000 mainly because it was 30,000 people were going to compete in it. That would be pretty cool to be able to say that I finished in the top percent at Boston. And my time goal was a 2:45, and I was able to hit both of those. So,
now, just to frame this for everybody who's listening right now, let's just spit out a flat number for everybody. Mm-hmm. How many people were in the Boston Marathon when you ran?
I think close to 26,500 actually started the race.
And then what was your position towards the end?
830 is what I finished.
Yeah, like just being in the top 1,000, kind of a big deal, I would say, in a lot of different ways. But I mean, of 26,000 people, getting so close to like those top numbers has got to be a huge feeling. Do you feel like you've kind of hit your successful marks at this point?
Yeah, but I will say that runners are never satisfied. So, you know, it was an especially challenging year. I think they said it was the hottest Boston since 2017. Now, I have to say the rest of the field was out there experiencing this with me, but I feel that I can run even faster. So this isn't the end for me. There's definitely more to go. I feel like I can even push that boundary a little bit further and shave even more time off.
Top 1,000, darn, just not good enough. So what are you going to be aiming for next, do you think? Like, what do you think is the position you're going to try to strive for?
Well, I ran fast enough to qualify for Boston again next year. I haven't made that commitment yet whether I'm going to do it, but I think it would be cool to chase a sub-240 marathon and maybe try to squeak into the top 500 at Boston. That would be really neat. That's going to take a lot of work, but I've got a year to do it.
So let's hear about something else here, too. I'm kind of curious. When it comes to motivations, do you run as a form to know that you stand at sort of like a peak version of yourself? Or is this just a matter of it's something that you enjoy doing and you want to be good at it?
I think it's a little bit of both. Running is something that I have always loved, dating back to my time at high school at Thayer. I was a member of the cross-country program there that was very small. My 10th grade year, we had four total runners. My junior year, we had two. And my senior year, it was just me. I didn't even have a coach. It was me out there mapping out my own routes. We more or less just had Mrs. Thompson drove me to the cross-country meets, but it was up to me, you know, how hard I wanted to train for it. And I was really particularly proud that I was able to advance to the state championships each of the 3 years I ran in high school. I think that just is kind of a reflection of how self-motivated and driven I am, that, you know, I know that nothing's going to be handed to me, and that if it's something I want, I got to put in the work to go after it. And that stuck with me even now into marathon training, especially since moving back home to Missouri, where there's not many others at all out there that are doing this. There were so many mornings, you know, during school where I'm waking up at 4 a.m., putting my headlamp on, getting out there in pitch black on country roads, and running, you know, 10 or more miles before school, coming up here very early to West Plains to finally experience some flat ground. And I would do my weekend long runs of 20 or more miles on a Saturday morning, you know, when others are sleeping in. So it's just one of those things that I just wanted it so badly that I was willing to put in the work to go after it. And yeah, it's something that I love.
Let me hit you with another question from a different direction as well. Do you think that competing in the Boston Marathon has enhanced your ability to educate the children that you deal with on a daily basis?
If any way, I hope that they find that it's inspirational, you know, especially teaching out at a very small school out at Couch, where you may not see the big world that's outside of that, and you may not feel like that, you know, coming from, you know, humble beginnings or a really small town, that you may not be able to accomplish your dreams. I just hope that they're able to see what I've been able to do in competing up at Boston, and just let them know that, hey, it doesn't matter where you're from. You know, I also grew up in a small town in Thayer. I was on a cross-country team of one. I was able to show that if you really put your mind to it and you chase your dreams, that you can obtain whatever you want and that you can experience success.
One last question for you then. You enter some big tournaments next year or big marathons. You plan on coming back and talking to us about it, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, thanks for talking with us, Jordan. It's actually been an interesting experience. Definitely a far cry from the things that I do. So it's fun to be able to learn about these things. So I guess as one last true final question, what do you think is your next big step?
Well, Boston is one of the six world major marathons. The five others are Chicago, New York, Tokyo, Berlin and London. And after competing in Boston and just seeing the type of atmosphere that the world major marathons have over even like a big city marathon like Dallas, it has certainly made me want to compete in the other five and obtain my six-star medal. So you get that if you complete all six of the world major marathons, and that is Mount Everest.
So we'll see you after Tokyo?
Yeah.